Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better, the voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt
as long as you let her
do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness I write, I guarantee delight to the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect. MC Light is back and better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday. But notice, they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine, and I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along, and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. I got the power to spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin. And it's me that you're pursuing? Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E. Shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching you, watching me like the fat on your back. It's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not. So you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my DJ K-Rock, let me hear a track. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the patch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the trigger of your pacemaker. More tender than a roly, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
When they pump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
In the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gon' rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
In the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gon' rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do.
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illidale side. Live like my 93 shit funk vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like Sick with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rappers way back at the plaque was super bad disco. Used to do the feat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend, ho. You remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. PSK, Miz on pause delay. You see Jewel D rock ride the torch fade. Reach from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Sharon was the break if you was digging in the crate.
When they bump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
In the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
At a show, it's gon' rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they bump it in the juice, it's gon' rock right.
True.
be making crews pop. Divine beings got the true sound of hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Mad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists, funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the Knicks, news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let it hit ya. Rubble town mixer, murder with the hypnotic groove girl. Back to back, get up on the scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You, you to the rebels of pain and dice roar. Rock on, sex machine, gotta rock, rock on. When the board tab, gotta rock, rock on. EC the rock, need the rock, rock on. And the task force need the rock, rock on. And Destro need the rock, rock on. And the Red Bull need the rock, rock on. DJ Mark need the rock, rock on. Rock the block, need the rock, rock on. 100X need the rock, rock on. Graham Squad need the rock, rock on. BSB need the rock, rock on. Rock, rock on, and Larry Ladd need the rock, rock on, and Levee need the rock, rock on, Essential Elements need the rock, rock on, Cash, Money, Money, rock, rock on, Illadel Massive, rock, rock on, Schoolie D need the rock, rock on, Cosmic Kev need the rock, rock on, and Kobe Cove need the rock, rock on, and the Roots need the rock, rock on, and the Take need the shit, shit.
Around the Renaissance, man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters because of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that speak from my mouth, and no doubt he rubs you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would only skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit. Renaissance won't quit, we gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the signs of change. Rearrange all your molecules like Dr. Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T-O-P. That be G-O-D and I be T-I-P.
the promoter of the blindness. Witness what Iris of this lame, and he came, but I'm the royal highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance and stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Already, you already know what it is. You know what time it is. It is Renaissance poetry. That's the time it is. I'm so glad everyone is here. Man, if poetry ain't needed right now, I'm going to tell you. You know, let me just go ahead and get into the songs. You know, that's how we like to do when we start the show. You listen to MC Light, Cha-Cha-Cha. That's a hip-hop classic. The beat is infectious. You know, Light's rhyme cadence is infectious. The DJ scratching on the beat is just cold-blooded. You know, I'm in my nostalgia bag, you know, for real. Good memories and good vibes are attached to that song for me. So, you know, that's why I got to bring it to the show. I got to put that in there because I'm hoping you guys have good memories and attachments to that particular song as well. And, of course, after that, and if y'all don't know who Bahamadi is, I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. Like, you're slipping. You're missing out. She is such a classic, you know, MC. And she is just under... valued. Like, for some reason, a lot of people don't know who she is. She is just, you know, a wonderful MC. And a lot of people just don't know who she is and how she gets down. But, you know, you're sleeping on her. You know, that song there, you know how we do, it's timeless. The beat is timeless. The flow was ahead of her time. And, you know, being able to showcase those two just, you know, brought me, you know, really good feelings. And that's the type of vibe I'm trying to bring out here. So I hope you guys felt that and can get with it. Before I start with the show here, you know, I got to, you know, obviously address, you know, that there's been a lot of loss, you know, in our community and our family. And I want to send blessings out to the poetry community and those of us who have lost loved ones. We had another heartbreaking loss in the poetry community, Lena Lee. You know, she was a brilliant light, you know, amazing poet, you know, with an even more amazing spirit. She had a gift, you know, helping new up-and-coming poets find their own light, their own confidence. She was instrumental, you know, in the lives of many poets and people in general. She was just a great human being to be around, such a wonderful spirit. And she is greatly missed. It's a great loss, you know, for the poetry community. However, Lena would want us to celebrate her and live this life. So I'll be doing my best to make her proud. And that is why I wanted to do this show and bring it here so everyone who wants to do some poetry, hear some poetry, be involved with good energy, to just come here and be a part of it. If you're new to Renaissance poetry, it's a free to spit space. That means whatever you want to spit, whatever you got on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whatever energy you've got with you, that's what we want you to spit with. Whatever is calling your name in your poetry book, bring that, spit that. That's what we want, and we want to reciprocate that energy that you bring here. We want all of us to feel, you know, those good vibes. Now, if you have called in and you want to spit, all you got to do is press 1, get in the queue. If you're on the computer listening and you want to call in, if you want to spit, you want to call in, 319-527-6300, and press 1 to get in the queue. You do that, you're set. Now, that being said, if you think I came to play, call it. Damn it, I'm not. Let me go to the first caller. Here we got 240 on the mic.
Hey, good evening, Renaissance poet. What's going on, my brother?
Man, what's happening, bro? You know what it is. And there you go. Back in first place, man. What's up? Back in first place. That's the Joe I'm talking about. That's the Joe I know right there.
Beautiful day, brother. Beautiful day, man.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real good, man.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, I've been waiting all week to get off in here. So you bringing it in. You about to set the tone. So I'm going to press mute and let you do what you came to do. Mic is yours.
All right. This is called Fan Dancer. She waved away the beaded moisture. I followed the last trail of his journey. She said, play with me. Enjoy me with your eyes. I gazed at the way fabric seemed to obey her figure. She bade me not to want her, just see her essence. I stared at my personal Monet. She is a perfect exhibit of art in the form she owns. I stood behind my velvet rope and leaned in once. She said, nope, is written in caps, but her tone was low. I saw her tone flow and change from thunder to comets falling. She had this eerie light show, and I swear her essence glowed. She wore a raspberry beret, and my throat got raspy. Was I talking to a painting? Because I asked again, and it was no. I looked at the angles and tried to evaluate the effects of her fan. She never hid behind his feathers, or was it made of leather? Whatever. My eyes were blue. Her hair, her shoes, her allure sent alarming views. I started to say it again in thought before speaking. So many times I've blown these moments, these chances for everlasting. Her beauty is everlasting now, this fasting when I most need to feast. Crossed legs and the resistance of my penchant for the dramatic. She wasn't having it. And I gladly sat down and discussed her art in detail. And she taught me how to love her with my eyes. She adorned herself to be viewed in love. Because a fool in love rushes in and a fool doesn't get to love again. I'll catch the next exhibit of her exquisite display and ask, are you okay? I thought of time where our kisses tasted of each other. She reminded me of breakfast in bed. I remember smoke-filled nights and utopian delights. She is truly queen-like, or should I say luminesque. Peter Paul on her wall and Cuban, so smooth and voluptuous. I suffer from thinking interrupters, from drinking too much rough stuff. She's a gentle lover who suffers from thoughts not about her. And out comes the fan. Blow dry your eyes while I try you open with spoken words. This trial goes a little higher. The supreme being would be seen, the very woman she made us for. Waves and shores without a minute spent without your images. Those feelings I get like the burst of flavor from a lemon head. Your lips were red. In the place I must ponder, what if? Who doesn't wonder what if? Yet I can only view a picture of the very thing I'm thinking of, fan dancing. There's no need to pirouette. I merely feed off your silhouette. I can breathe and see you wet. I know how the artists of this exquisiteness used your blues and reds. Fan dancer, can't you see? You are me, purple in my head. Purple roses said, lick my petals, I pedal to the metal. We became tongue fellows. Dwelled on kisses to well long kisses. I missed this purple in my head. Bedlam in my cerebellum. This course of my voice was a choice of where the taster was immense. I'm on the fence of borderline where I went to blow your mind from inside. My peace. Thank you.
So
that's how we starting it off. That's how we coming out the gate. This man.
That's
right.
No, I'm doing it.
The first line, this man says, she waved away the beard moisture. Did I hear that right?
Beaded moisture.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
The waved away the beard moisture.
No, beaded.
I saw her.
Beaded.
What's that?
Beat it, Moshe.
Beat it, Moshe.
See?
Yeah.
See? See, I'm finna, this man is starting out with beard moisture. Damn. All right, okay, I'm with you now. Okay. All right. Whew. Already starting now. I saw her tone flow and change from thunder. So many times I've blown these chances at everlasting. She taught me how to love her with my eyes. She reminded me of breakfast in bed. Blow dry your eyes while I try to pry you open with spoken word. No need to pirouette. I feed off your silhouette. Bedlam in my... Brother. Lines on top of lines on top of lines on top of lines. You started it off the right way, man. I appreciate that. Love how you come in here and just set it off, man. Always appreciate you coming through and showing that love, Joe.
Hey, my pleasure, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
Indeed, man. You know, it wouldn't be a show without y'all. You know what I'm saying? I thank you guys for coming. Hey, every week I do the show, you guys show up and show out, brother. I'm just taken aback every time. I'm like, man, I don't know who's going to come through this time. And people always look at me like, what's wrong with you? Hey, I don't take it for granted, man. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, appreciate you too, brother. Okay. One love, one mic, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller, put, you know, Brother Joe on the couch and let him chill out and listen to the rest of the show, man. We're going to go to the next caller we have. 424 on the mic.
What's going on, sir?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, what's happening? Oh, long time no hear, bro. How you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. I'm doing all right. I've been busy, still working like a Hebrew slave.
Already. Hey, they don't stop, man. They don't stop, man. We got to keep it moving. And I'm like my man said on our Martin, you know. So we got to keep it moving. So I saw you posted a poem recently, man. Is that what you came to do, you know, or you got something new for me? You hit me with the throwback earlier.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that one, but I've been kind of busy these last few weeks. I've been kind of writing different stuff here and there, and so whatever you want to hear.
Hey, man, you know, whatever you're feeling. Like, you know, if you're feeling that Throwback Thursday, man, hit me with that.
All right, I'll do that one. Because it's been interesting because the first time I posted it, I think I got 3 likes on it. And you can see it's been kind of blown up this time.
Hey, man, you know, Facebook is finicky. You know what I'm saying? That algorithm is terrible sometimes. You show up on everybody's timeline and other times you can't be found. It's just weird. But, yeah, bro, I appreciate that piece, man. Go ahead and do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This piece is called A Black Man. Even though I may walk through the valley, I am covered. I am guided. I am who I am. A black man. Even though I am persecuted, murdered, told that I am not worth the air I breathe, I am who I am, a black man, walking through the shadow of death in my home, in these streets. I will not buckle. I will not stray from my people. My melanin queen, the seed of my loins, forever will I be there for you. Your protector. I stand now and forevermore, a living embodiment, the walking testament to the ancestors. A black man. That's a piece.
Oh, really, man. You better spit that truth right there, man. That, There's lines in here, man, that resonate with me, because there are many, you know, poets that don't really go in about how we want to protect, you know, the black woman and how we have to respect the ancestors that came before us. For you to spit the piece the way that you did, you know, understanding, you said, I may walk through the valley, I'm covered, I'm guided, I am who I am, you know, ain't nothing changing. 400-500 years, ain't much change in how they, you know what I'm saying? We still going through a lot of the same things in different ways. They just, you know, repackage, you know, what they do. And for you to, you know, write a piece with this much strength, man, you know, I appreciate that. My Melanin Queen, the seed of my loins forever, I will be there for you, your protector. I stand now and forevermore the living embodiment, the walking testament of the ancestors. Brother, I can appreciate these words, man, straight up, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, man, you know, like I said, long time no hear. I'm glad that you made it to the show, man, and hopefully you can continue to listen and enjoy some of this other poetry, maybe feel, you know, inspired to write a little something else. You know, you never know.
Yeah, because I have been known to drop one after listening to some other folks, so I'll be around.
Oh, really? That's what's up, man. That's what that iron sharpening iron looks like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Definitely stick around, man. Hit the event page up. You know, if you like some poets, let them know what you think. You know, I'm pretty sure somebody has something to say to you on the event page. Check it out, man. And again, appreciate you coming through.
No problem. Have a good night, sir.
All righty. Same to you. It's Anthony Arnold coming in doing his thing. You know, blazing the mic here. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 443 on the mic.
Hey, this is Essential Journey.
Hello. Who is this again? I'm sorry.
This is Essential Journey.
Oh,
can you hear
me
okay? Hey.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, thanks for coming through.
Yeah, definitely. Glad I could make it. Loving the vibe
indeed,
that I've been hearing so far.
That. Already, yeah, it's early on, but you know we try to bring that energy and that love for poetry straight in, you know, from the gate. So I'm glad that you press one and you know felt the need to spit. I don't think I've heard you spit on this show yet. I've heard you spit on other shows, but not on this show. So I'm thankful that you came through and press one.
Yeah, definitely.
Already, you know, so I know what you came to do, so. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
The title of this piece is Maybe. You said maybe is an unconscious thought between two worlds. Ajay, it's the darker one that holds me still, that reveals to me fear, but in pieces it's meant to break me before sending me back. I think maybe was the unconscious thought between each lane on Lombard Street, stepping from the curb to freshly paved dark, on pace, drifting towards not yet. Each white line a whisper, growing and insistent, combating the resulting disappointment. But for a second, I wanted to go back and try, but not try, one more time. My heart hasn't healed. It even aches still. When neither world is mine, who takes both of my hands to lift me onto the curb on the other side? Who decided to, maybe, stop all traffic? At least, that's what I think happened. Ashe. I didn't look left nor right. I only saw softened wisps of what was once hope, maybe. The script writing of emotion that I usually see was stretched so thinly that it passed right through me, dissipating, an exhale that lingered between two thoughts, disappointment and praise. Essentially, Johnny.
Definitely digging this. If you could give me that last stanza one more time, if you don't mind.
The script writing of emotion that I usually see was stretched so thinly that it passed right through me, dissipating. An exhale that lingered between two thoughts, disappointment and praise.
I like how you finished that off. That's a strong line. It's you know, poignant and everything, but of course you had a lot to say, you know, throughout this piece. Fear and pieces meant to break me before sending me back, drifting towards not yet. For a second, I wanted to go back and try, but not try. It's, you know, a lot going on here in this piece, you know, so of course, you know, I would like to ask what inspired you to go down this particular path when you wrote this.
This was a prompt. I was given like a track of music to listen to and told just to see what feelings it evoked from me and just see where it would take you. So it was a combination of that track. And we were having a conversation, and it was this particular person. Every time I talk to them, I end up writing down something that they say. So in the conversation, the quote maybe is an unconscious thought between two worlds. And I'm like, wait a minute, say that again. So it was just a conversation.
And that just started up the whole piece for you.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. So the music that I was listening to was kind of like, the feeling that it brought up in me was about belief, but then disappointment sometimes in that belief.
I dig that. I dig that. Writing prompts can definitely be something that just take you somewhere that you've never been. I wrote one recently for the 100,000 Poets of Change, thanks to Barbara, Queen Bee. And that prompt, I didn't think I could do anything with. And all of a sudden, it just turned into something that became really special to me. And it's weird how that happens sometimes. I normally don't write prompts, but, you know, that's what's up. And, I'm glad I asked that question. You know, a lot of us, you know, need to check out these prompts sometimes. You know, you'd be surprised what kind of gems come out of you. But thanks again for coming through and showing love to the show. Hope you come through another time and check us out. Hopefully you continue to listen and hit up that event page, show some love to the other poets, and you know, again, hope to see you next show.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And love all night.
Indeed. All right, we have somebody come through for the first time showing love to the mic. I always appreciate that. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 540 on the mic.
Hello there. How are you?
I am awesome.
This is Mimi.
Because you have called the show. How are you?
Yes. I know it's been a minute, but life. You know what I mean? Like, that's all
I can say. I'm not mad at life. I am not mad at life, you know. You know, we can say it, life. I ain't mad at it.
Absolutely.
You glad that you made it back, though? Glad that you made it
back?
Yes,
I am
too. How you feeling?
I am too. I missed it. I always miss it when I can't show up. So I want you to know that your show is impactful. It is, always.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We miss you too. You know, Kim and Taraji, we talk about, you know, the individuals that we have grown accustomed to come through the show who don't make it. We always miss y'all. So definitely.
We appreciate you.
Makes a difference. You guys, you know, make this show impactful, you know, with the energy you bring, the poetry you bring, the love you bring to each other and into this show. So, you know, like I tell everyone, without y'all, there's no Renaissance Poetry. So I thank you for, you know, continuing to come through, you know, when you get a chance.
Absolutely. I definitely want to show some love to Lena, both on behalf of myself and Mark. Mark isn't on social media anymore, but I've been in touch with him. I let him know of Lena's passing. Those of us who connected through BPC, which I think is a lot of us on Blog Talk, we all know how special she was. I don't know if everybody knows, though, that without Lena, there would be no Poetry Fest. Without Lena, there wouldn't be a BTC. Mark was perfectly content just, you know, posting poems online, and it was all Lena's idea to start a separate website, which led to Let's Do a Meet and Greet, which led to Poetry Fest. So I just want to honor her name and her memory and her contribution. Like, I don't know that a lot of people, because she was so humbly powerful, you know, she was the quiet power. And a lot of people, myself included, for the longest time, just thought she was one of the, you know, one of the hosts, because her and Mark were friends. And no, it was as much her baby as it was his. So I just kind of want the world to know that and honor her publicly to amongst the people that I know she touched and who loved her as much as we did. So just a quick minute to do that. I appreciate you letting me.
All right, I'm thankful that you said it. I mean, she, you know, as I said earlier, was impactful. You know, without BPC, I honestly don't know if I'd be a poet right now. And that's the fact. And I didn't realize what she had done for BPC until I met her as well in, it was 2017 maybe. But I found out then, you know, what she had been doing. And I had been to BPC for a couple of years at that point. She was just quiet. You didn't say much, didn't post much, but when you met her at Fest,
all smiles, right?
She is not who she is online.
All smiles.
Her and her husband together, hold on.
Yep.
Her and her husband, look, I had a good time with them. And, you know, she bought my book, you know, gave me all this, you know, good energy and made me feel worthy. And, you know, I'm this new guy. I'm trying to, you know, make a name for myself and not, you know, get in the way, basically. He's like, you better get in the way. Bump all that. You know, your poetry is awesome. And, you know, she just, you know, made me feel welcome in a way that you don't really get from a lot of the veterans. And, you know, that was special. And I've seen her do that for a lot of other people as well. So, yeah, she deserves every accolade. She deserves all the flowers. She deserves, you know, everything that we give her because, again, without her, a lot of us may not be doing what we do. So,
yep. And I, you know, in these last few years, the thing I noticed about Lena was that she had really started living and enjoying life with her motorcycle club. Like, there are videos online of her. I think Felicity posted one that I'd seen of her dancing with her motorcycle club and, like, just living up and loving life. And so I hope the message that everybody takes away is the one that I think Lena taught me and hopefully taught a lot of people is to love what you do and live while you can. So that's all I'm going to say about that before I get all emotional. This piece I'm going to do centers a bit around self-acceptance as well. So this piece is titled These Hips. Let me know when you're ready.
All right. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. These hips have not always known love. They have not always been the body part that I was most proud of. Most days they were the source of my shame. Though never bearing children, they have indeed felt pain. See, these hips. They didn't just have to carry this big girl's frame. They also had to bear the weight of my blame. Because of them, I never saw myself as beautiful, sexy, voluptuous, or good. I never understood or even appreciated their size. In my eyes, they simply meant I couldn't rock Levi's like all my little high school friends. Remember now, this was long before the high-waisted stretch jean trend. Back in the day, if I found a pair that could accommodate these hips and this rear end, then the waist would be too big, the legs would be too long, and I would have to pretend that nothing was wrong. I would just play along, hide my frustration like all was okay, smile big and nonchalantly say, I don't really like wearing jeans anyway, as I reached for yet another dress or skirt, hoping the flowing material would suppress the hurt that I felt inside. I just wanted to hide these hips. Folks said men should be eating out of my palm, but these hips have always been more burden than balm in my mind. Countless hours spent questioning God's design. These hips, this ass, these thighs combined. Some have described me as divine, but not I. I never wanted these hips that wobbled and shook with each step until one day. One day I came across a photo I took of myself and, for the first time, saw beauty in that curve. Realized that these hips didn't deserve the way that they'd been treated. Thought about all the ways these hips were needed and how they were admired, too. How negative self-talk had been plenty while self-affirming words had been too few and too far in between. Made me wonder who painted the picture I'd always seen in my head. Decided to rewrite the narrative instead and choose for myself what God said. Decided to use words like beautiful, sexy, voluptuous, good. Vowed to treat myself the same way I would a friend. To never demean these hips again. From now on, this physique is immune to critique from those who don't know but try to hurt. Because I've always said all that and worse to myself. But no more. Because you know what? I get these hips and this butt from my mama. Now, ironically, her name was Jean, but I digress. Anyway, I'm going to honor every curve and every roll because truth be told, I don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, talk bad about my mama. Not even me. So I'm going to proudly represent my family tree by making sure that the whole world can see my pride every single time they lay eyes on these hips. And that's that piece.
You better motherfucking talk your talk. I'm sorry, but you better talk your talk. Shit. Oh, I love that. I love hearing pieces like this because as uplifting as they are, it's vulnerable. It's a vulnerable piece because you're talking about the things that you went through, how you had to deal with it. And everybody outside looking in might see differently, you know, and it doesn't
Absolutely.
Matter how they see you because you don't see you.
Right.
And until
Absolutely
you do,
right.
I mean, it makes no difference. Who fawns over you makes no difference. Who's chasing you, who compliments you. If you can't compliment yourself, how can you receive a compliment? I mean, you said a lot here. These hips have not always known love, not the body part I was most proud of. They didn't carry children, but they carried pain. Damn. Damn. I mean, now, when you started describing how the jeans fit on curvy women, look.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Look here, until they made the jeans that would fit
yes.
a black woman,
yes. Yes.
you always had
yes.
the poke out at
thank
the back, you know what I'm saying? It didn't
yes.
matter what kind of you know belt you wore.
Yes.
If your mama wanted to snatch you up, that's where she's going to grab.
That's, it's
that's, open it's open
to
grab, you know?
See,
yeah.
See I knew I liked you because you get it. You do. You get it. And look, for all my sisters built like that, Fashion Nova curve. That's all I'm going to say. Get you some of them jeans.
Already.
If you need to know the exact ones, hit me up. I got you.
Already. countless hours questioning God's design. I never wanted these
yeah.
tips. Man.
Yeah.
Until one day I saw
you know,
beauty in that curve.
It's weird, Keith, because I think I get more men tripping over my hips than I do my butt. And
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, everybody, you know, got they thing, you know, and
yeah,
they see what they see, and it's the first thing they're going to talk about, you know. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised. Look, there's women out there with nothing but hips.
Yeah.
And people
are
falling all over them. They ain't have nothing going on behind there, but them hips is calling folks' names. Look.
Indeed.
It is what it is. You said something here, self-affirming words were few or far between.
Yeah.
I vowed to treat myself like I would treat a friend. This physique is immune to critique. But I love what you said, how you you put your mom in there. You know, I got these hits from my mama. Ironically, her name was Jean.
Yeah.
And you'll never let anybody disrespect your mama.
Yeah.
That is just clever, but again, you hit home, and I know a lot of people, you know, felt this piece, and, you know, I'm a man, and I felt the piece, so I know there's women out there that it resonates with, and, you know, I thank you again for coming through, finding the time, and sharing with the show.
Thank you for not only providing the platform, Keith, but for making it so comfortable that even after not being here forever, we can expect to be treated fairly, which means you're not putting people in the queue ahead of, you know, familiar numbers first, which a lot of hosts have done. You're not cutting people off or being short. Like, when I tell you, Keith, that you're the reason I keep coming back to Blog Talk, it's the truth. And I'm not just gassing you. I mean that from the heart of me. But I've taken up enough time. I love you. I respect you. Thank you again.
I love you, too, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm going to take my flowers. I'm learning. I'm going to take these flowers. You know, it's a journey in itself. You know, like you were talking about your journey. It's a journey for me. But I would turn flowers down in a heartbeat. I'd make a joke or something. But, yeah, I'm going to take these flowers. I appreciate that.
You earned them.
And I've been getting a lot of them recently, and it does mean a lot to me that this show impacts people the way it, and that's what I wanted. You know, I love poetry. I'm here for the poetry, and that's it. So if I'm, you know, getting that love and reciprocating that love, perfect. You know, it's right up my alley. So, again, I appreciate you saying that. I thank you for coming through, and, you know, I'm going to keep going down the line like I do. So if you pressed one on time, you're going to make the show. If you didn't press one, I'm sorry. If the show ends and you press one late, that's on you. That's all I can say. But again, thank you for coming through. And hopefully you can continue to listen to the show. Show love on the event page as always. You know, I'll see you, you know, acting up. And, you know, when some of these cats, I might do something tonight. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, thanks again.
I'll be waiting.
Already. Bye. All right, we got, I think we can get one more caller in here before we go to the break. So we're going to get them in here. We got 506 on the mic.
Hello. It's Lady A calling from Canada.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Some fabulous poetry, hasn't there been? Oh.
Yeah. It's, as always, they come through and blow us all away. We appreciate it. We love it. And I know you got something. You a writer. I always love, you know, hearing you come through and spit. But again, you know, I like to ask, you know, how you have enjoyed the show. I know you said a little bit, but, you know, how have you enjoyed the show?
Oh, I thought it was great. Just, it's been great. And I love that last poem. I thought she was right on the money.
She did the thing on that one. She did the thing. I'm always impressed with Mimi's writing and her ability to spit, you know, real words, real talk, and real life, you know, and everybody can.
Yeah.
And,
that's great. Joe's was really great, too. I loved his piece as well.
Look here. I can go on for days about old Joe, you know. That's my boy. But, you know, I always say this because, you know, I kind of came up, you know, with Joe and seeing his growth and his style change, or not necessarily his style, but his cadence and his ability to spit, like the confidence as well. Like he know he dope. He say that. He say he, you know, he not doing that, but man, he spit like he know he dope. I appreciate him for real, man. I love hearing poets, you know their words, you know, are tight.
Fantastic,
but, you know, that being said,
I
you're one of those poets
it.
As well, you know.
I love
hearing your
you
work. I love the, you know, variety, you know, your ability to write, you know, all these different topics. And as always, you know, I've noticed you have a lot of nature in your work, but, you know, I'm not going to put you in a box. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. I was reading some of the information on Ralph Ellison on your post about the show tonight and on Renaissance Poetry, and I love the name of your show as well. And so I looked him up to read some things about him, and I found some quotes that I found very interesting that came out of some of his books. And I settled on this quote by Ralph Ellison to write my poem for tonight. And the quote goes like this: I was never more hated than when I tried to be honest, or when, even as just now, I've tried to articulate exactly what I felt to be the truth. No one was satisfied. I was very moved by that quote, and I wrote this piece called Lone Voice. Lies perpetuate. Fear perpetuates self-doubt, perpetuates ordinary. Truth is espoused only if it refers to someone else. Don't point in my direction. A lie will slip from my mouth. Bitter pills to swallow when forced to see the truth. Hate rears its ugly head. We gag, we choke, like in our youth. Should you be the lone voice in a sea of hostility? Press on, push forward, stay the course. You'll win with humility. Honesty, like sitting on a fire, burns and blisters. Unable to face the truth, they'll turn like snakes. The adders whisper. Stories spin, they crash and burn. Our dreams stillborn. Jealousy obscures, blinds, so eyes can't see the truth. Few want to know the reality that is theirs. They don't know it soothes. It matters not what truth is yours or mine. No one will be satisfied until the end. Though hated, be you. Be elated. End poem.
I love how you were able to pull that from Ralph Ellison. What, if you don't mind, what exact quotes did you come across that made you write this piece?
Well, this, it's the one that I read just prior to seeing my piece. I was in a, I was never more hated than when I tried to be honest, or when, even as just now, I've tried to articulate exactly what I felt to be the truth. No one was satisfied.
Right. Okay. And so that's how it fell into your poem the way that it did. I love how you were able to elaborate and add more to it. You know, to you.
Well, I think
see the lone voice
too,
and
that
see
you can,
tranquility. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think you can. I mean, this poem too. I could speak it because of my own personal experience. You know, of people that are close to you, people that you love and you think love you back. When you speak the truth, it's not received well. Nobody, a lot of people don't want to know the truth, whether it's, you know, a relationship with your family members, a child or a friend. People don't generally want to know the truth, so they skirt around it. Or just pretend that it's not there and sweep it under the carpet. And I'm totally different. Whatever I think you have to speak the truth with kindness and with respect. But I think even doing that, it's not well received. And so for me, I'm probably of my family the only one that speaks out. And I have been able to temper my my approach over all these years, but I think in essence, it's better to know the truth about your own self, especially. I don't mean you go around telling everybody what you think of them. I just mean that if something's happened and they don't know the truth, to be able to approach somebody and tell them, or even your own feelings, to be able to express those feelings with the truth.
Absolutely.
Which
absolutely
is hardly ever received well. And so anyway, I digress, going on and on, but that's basically what this piece is about, is just to be able to accept the truth about ourselves mostly, and
right,
and not run away from it. Sorry, I didn't mean to be that long-winded.
Beautifully done. No, it's fine. It's fine. We're about to go on the break. You know, you're good. It was beautifully done. You know, the words that you used were perfect in the description. I understand everything that you're saying on both sides of it, as far as how you felt in your personal life and where Ralph Ellison was coming from. I've seen some of his interviews. That man was, he did not hold his tongue. He said what he felt. He told the truth. And to write a piece for him in this way is such an honor to his name, because that's exactly who he was. So
absolutely,
it's a great piece. And I thank you for being inspired and writing about Ralph Ellison. And that's why I like to put those poets up there. You know, a lot of people don't know about them. I've always been inspired by, you know, the Harlem Renaissance and the poets that came from it, the music that came from it, the artistry that came from it, the painters, you know, musicians, everything. So anytime somebody's inspired by one of the people I put up there, that's a good feeling for me. So, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you put pieces like that up there and biographies about people that matter in our history and in especially with in writing. You know, they were part of who we all are as writers and inspirational.
Absolutely.
In every way. So, well done.
Absolutely.
Yourself, buddy.
Thank you. I'm gonna take these flowers, like I said. I'm gonna take these flowers. So thanks again for coming through. Like, I always enjoy you coming through and showing love to the show. And hopefully you enjoy the event page and the rest of the show. We're going to go ahead and go to break, and we'll be right back with Host Spit.
Thank you.
Alrighty, you give us a few minutes. You can reset your drink. You can settle yourself. You know, you can practice your poem, whatever it is you need to do in this little bit of time that you have. We're going to be right back. It's going to be Host Spit. You got me, you got Kimberly, you got Taraji. We're going to do our thing. And then we're going to go right back to the queue and let you guys do what you do. So, again, this is Renaissance Poetry. This is Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. We'll be right back.
about 80 degrees and my AC's acting shady. Why you got all them clothes covering up your body? You can lose them, trust me, you'll still be a super hottie. Say, ma, I know you're a superstar, but there's someone down here who swear he don't know who you are. I'm gonna introduce you, girl, don't act like that. I'm just playing, you know I was saying that just to make you mad. Won't you be my lover? My lover, baby. Won't you be my lover, baby? Don't you worry, let's have a thing. Won't you be my lover? No, my lover, my lover. Won't you be my lover, baby? Say, baby, if I pinch you here, will the other respond like a twin would? And on a scale from 1 to 10, I give both your babies 12 like my kin would. Hey, love, do you see another? It's just me, so why you hide under all the covers? Bring them 12 on over, I'll touch till chill bumps gather round just to see what's poppin'. Then there'll be no stopping, hon, I bet you on fire, mama, that's all. And that's all I'm on. Touch the CD player, and let's leave it on. Let's dance while we sit. Come on, you and me, all I'm saying is, can we get closer, baby, yeah, yeah, you hold me. And draw the covers. I know that you're candy, I don't mind getting my cup sticky. If I happen to watch your frame, don't be ashamed, I like it kinky. If you need to call my name, do your thing, truth be told. If I happen to call your name, that means we're one night united, so
put some smoke in the air. I puff her, magic drag on and on. I cannot get enough. Fat bottom Betty rubble, she's reduced to when I get through. The need for my kids is strong. She calls them Bam Bam. She's gentle as a lamb when she shepherds the herd. They heard her mouth calling. My kids come crawling. She's on all fours. We smoke some more, lungs filled, liquor spilled, addictive, like dip in the bottom of her lip. We roll like tobacco leaves and burn slow like good weed. No seeds until I plant them in her, on her, like a painter, Basquiat. Her skin is a canvas. Inside her, I cram this lesson like college anatomy classes. Neighbors beating on walls. We put loud voices in the air like we're classless. I'm beating on her walls, and Ike Turner turned wrecking ball as my balls crash against her like door knockers. I'm knocking her down like I'm angry. It's definitely finna be some smoke in the city. My name might be Bill Bixby, getting high off that yoni. She's so edible while she's smoking on that green, and I'm so greedy, she calls me incredible. I hum with her in my mouth like a soulful Nat King Cole. Makes sense that my tongue is unforgettable in every way. She has to pay an extra 10% like tithes. Her sweet red wine with lime goes perfectly with my Aston VSG, like weak knees go with SWV. She smokes me like Prieto Cioli or Cohiba Black. We black out like smoker's lung. I can't call it like a forgotten name on the tip of my tongue. My cigar is perfectly balanced on the tip of her tongue. And that's when the smoke comes. She came for all of it at the same time, on time, like the bell rung. We're so high we can no longer tell what planet we came from. And we won't settle for just putting some smoke in the air until it's the smoke we actually become Renaissance. All right, that is Host Spit. We are back. We bring in my co-host. We got Kimbrella Renee in the building. We got Taraji in the building. How are my sisters doing tonight?
Here he go with that silly shit at the line. See what I'm talking about?
Let me just get into these lines.
Addictive like dip in the bottom of her lip. Her skin is the canvas inside of her. I cram this. I'm knocking her down like I'm angry. What the
No.
She has to pay an extra 10% like ties. Like we black out like smoker's lungs. Come on, son. You go ahead, Taraji, because I can't.
No, because he sealed this on from the last time.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I appreciate y'all as always. You know, I appreciate y'all showing love to my piece. But you know, it's time for to batten down the hatches.
Yeah, he bring us in all smooth and calm. Yeah, let me bring in my sister.
Let me bring in my sister.
You're not gonna let me make it.
Nobody beats son.
Not even trying to hear.
You already know how I feel about your pieces, Keith. Like, your wordplay is ridiculous. Like, you truly are in your own lane when it comes to just your style of poetry. It's unmatched. It's unmatched. It's clever. It's witty. It's sexy. It's encyclopedia intellect, which is encyclopedia.
Yep, Britannica.
See, y'all wasn't supposed to sit there and call me Britannica in front of everybody, in front of company like that. You're supposed to call me Britannica in front of company like that. See, y'all out of line. You see, if I was Larry, I'd bang on y'all, but y'all my sisters. I ain't Larry. I can't bang on y'all, but I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all out of line. I ain't Larry, though. I ain't Larry.
On a serious note, though, I do want to say rest in peace, Selena. I never had the privilege of meeting her. But just from hearing words that you all spoke about her, powerful essence, powerful energy. So I just want to send my prayers and condolences out to her, her friends, family, and peers. Much love. You know, I know that we'll all keep her up in memory.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Indeed. All right, with that being said, you know, I got my sandbags. I don't know about y'all. You know, I got my wood and metal up against my windows. I don't know about y'all, but it's time for the hurricane to come through and do what she do. You know what I'm saying? So
go.
I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. What is the passion pulsing upon your fingerprints? Where are your footprints going to lead? See, we're in need of such questioning so the sketching of greatness can manifest beyond the womb, curves, beautiful flesh and sex, and invest pride in answering the question, ain't I a woman? Without hesitation, but with sojourning truth and exclamation until the definition begins erasing the uncertainty that floods screens with screams and pictures of low self-esteem, validation and voids, building images of implants and superficial enhancements while mirrors of self-love are being destroyed. See, we're so distracted by the irrelevant noise that we can't even hear or recognize the thump of a flatline spirit when it hits the floor. So I implore you to ask yourself, what do you wake up for? Are you a vessel of healing, or do you minister from the angle of sinister with a rotten core? See, this world needs no assistance in the business of the wicked and the spiritually poor. We're in need of women who offer so much more. That's something which summons the sound of serenity, serenading storms into stability, for she understands that within the strength of her spirit lies the first aid kit to the wounded. For she is woman, immaculate mind, a divine and compassionate design. Deep in her eyes resides home, a domain of peaceful waters, even when her own levee is threatening to collapse. But see, there's been a relapse. A sick twisting of the position, a lie saturating the image of the aforementioned, the condescension of what was written, and now the wind is whispering, posing a threat to her footsteps adjacent to her king, as her definition keeps shifting because the jewels in her crown are unpolished and missing. And now she can't even tell the difference between her own reflection and the devil's deception. Pulling the plug on ancestral beats beneath generational curses that muffle the truth and thud horrifically like the telltale heart, because this definition refuses to compromise with all that defies the creation of a woman. Listen, we are not in competition. As we understand that our differences mold, shape, and spare the change to fund the future, we understand the plan devised to remove the truth from our eyes and replace them with lies, and we understand that respect is more valuable than any amount of money the hand can hold. And we cannot afford the expense of raising hell within each other while demons defecate upon souls and choose violence then demand our silence. So I'm aligning my spine, having that eye-to-eye conversation that will fracture the hairlines of mass missions and malice with the empowerment of the word woman. For she is a comedian, a best friend, a sister, a mother, a psychiatrist, a lover, a lioness, the essence of spiritual guidance. She is your highness. She is light. She bears and speaks life even while her own is on the line. Peace be the rhythm of her heart and mind. Her exterior is brightened by her interior shine. See, she is I. She is you. She is to your right. She is to your left. She is a reflection of the future at its worst and its best. So lift her. Lift her. Lift her. For she is not your threat, but the fading of her nurturing soft silhouette is. So I ask you, what is the passion pulsing upon your fingerprints? Where will your footprints lead beyond your anatomy? And most importantly, can your reflection sincerely answer the question, ain't I a woman? In peace.
You better motherfucking spit. See what I'm talking about? I don't even know who I can hire to get all this water off the floor. This is ridiculous. I'm flooded over here. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Boys building images of implants. We're so distracted by irrelevant noise. Minister from the angle of the sinister, even when her own levee is threatening to collapse. She said the jewels on her crown are unpolished and missing. Listen, we are not a competition. It's too many of them. There's too many of them, but this is what I need, because you spit the hell out of this. I need you to give me the stanza where you ended it saying that the women are lionesses. I need that. The Don't that bar play. Just give me that one more game.
Okay. So I'm aligning my spine, having that eye-to-eye conversation that will fracture the headlines of mass missions and malice with the empowerment of the word woman. For she is a comedian, a best friend, a sister, a mother, a psychiatrist, a lover, a lioness, the essence of spiritual guidance. She is your highness. She is light. She bears and speaks life even while her own is on the line.
Ooh, my face over here like something stink. Damn, you spit the hell out of that line. Shit. Love it. You spit the hell out of that piece, Kim. Real talk. You spit the hell out of that piece. I know Mimi over there clapping because y'all in the same vein with that. Damn, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking. I love that piece. Taraji, what you think?
I have myself muted. She just spit the entire hell out that piece. Like, I don't even know what to say. She came through like a hurricane, like she always do, you know, and that was very empowering, all the things you were saying, you know, like the lioness and all that kind of stuff had me over here pumping my fist as usual, you know.
I ain't got insurance. I ain't got insurance on the studio. See what you did,
what?
Like, I got to get insurance on the studio now. This is out of line.
I mean,
I'm just being honest. But, you know, look, we already know Taraji's going to come through and just throw lightning on the water. So, you know, it's all good. We're going to be shocked. We're going to be shocked with Taraji's spit. You know, it's all good. I don't have my galoshes on, but, you know, I'm all right. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to survive. So, all right, Taraji, it's on you. You know, I don't have the galoshes on, you know what I'm saying? I only have the rubber on my feet. She finna shock me, that's what I'm saying. The mic is yours when you press me. The mic is yours.
He stood there on the side of the road, holding a sign that read, homeless will work for food. Now, skepticism kicked in, and just for a moment I thought, these homeless with no food and no shelter, where did he get the marker to make a sign? But this thought process quickly disappeared as I said to myself, I could be standing right there in his shoes. I watched him as he stood in position, looking at me through tired eyes, realizing that the system has mangled his manhood, left him for dead, stripped him of all his dignity, and he still had enough guts to ask me, sister, could you please spare a dollar? And I stand here, reaching and digging to the depths of my bag. Give, and it shall be given unto you as what I rehearsed. Pay it forward. Love first. I am my brother's keeper. And what you sow, you shall also reap. So I decided I wanted to be the reaper of a good harvest, and I wanted to plant some good seeds. And he thanked me kindly as I placed four quarters and some loose change in his hand, and I said, you welcome, my brother, because I truly understand, and on my best days, I'm four quarters and some loose change from where he is. We called her Miss Sassy. When she was 18 years old, she had so much promise. I'm going to be an accountant someday, is what she used to say, until life happened. She started moving too fast, and she got with the wrong crowd, and you want to know what's going on in her life now? See, she's 35 years old, and the only thing that she's counting is the number of babies she's producing. She's got 5 so far, and she married a man that pimps her out to pay the bills. I watch her as she beats the pavement like a door-to-door salesman searching for a way for her children to eat, searching for the fork in the road where the ears meet. And she put on her uniform designed by Hoochie Mama Inc. because tonight she's got to hit them streets and she's got to hit them hard. Just so the $2 pimp, she calls her husband and her children have food, a roof, and a car. And I watch her silhouette as it vanishes off into the night. Tears roll down my cheeks. And as she gets farther and farther away, I realize she's about to sell her soul to the mean streets. And on my best days, I'm one soul sail away from where she is. And I see these ghetto tales, they keep me grounded, reminding me I don't have to be a product of my surroundings. And just so you know, I'm not judging. But I got to be the change that I want to see. And maybe if I keep my light shining, it allows others to see, encouraging them to be believers, visionaries, entrepreneurs, and believers, helping to cancel out the deceiver, making a determination that we win. So I got to stay tuned in. And in reality, without God, I'm four quarters, some loose change, and one soul fell away from where they've been. That's in their shoes, my peace.
Come on now.
Before I even get into what you said here, look up. I need you to give me the mangled his manhood line right quick.
He stood in position, looking at me through tired eyes, realizing that the system has mangled his manhood, left him for dead, stripped him of all his dignity, and he still had enough guts to ask me, sister, could you please spare a dollar? Come on.
Damn.
Now. Now,
look, I don't even need to say nothing else. I'm not even going to go through all. I'm not even going to play with y'all.
But I just got to give him this. He said, on my best days, I'm four quarters and some loose change away from where he is. If that ain't the most honest, real truth. Oh, my God.
True.
Yo, you said
it's true.
Some real shit in this piece. Both of y'all came through and just lit it up, like for real. Both of y'all spit with so much power. I mean, if I had the energy to spit the piece that I did last week, I'd have been right in line with y'all. But that's not where my mind was. I was on demon time, so I ain't mad at me. But y'all did y'all thing. I was on demon time. Look, I could have done the other piece. I'd have fit right in with y'all, but I was on demon time. I ain't gonna do it. I finished that piece today. I wanted to spit that today.
That's what
Holton is
all about.
Everybody listening in, this is exactly what we're talking about. You do not have to hold to any genre, anything you hear. You don't have to. It doesn't matter what we spit. Doesn't matter what the person before you spit. You stick to whatever your energy is telling you to spit. That's what we want.
It's like I said, spit from your heart. I don't care what we Renaissance poetry, but we want you to spit from your heart. That's what it's all about. Spit from the heart. Spit from your spirit. Spit from your soul. Ain't no topic. Ain't no nothing. We just do what we do. This is open mic, free. Do what you do. Express yourself.
Already, you see how much, and it's like she's saying that stuff with all that, you know, with her chest. She said all that with her chest. So we mean that shit. That's the whole point. So I'm going to let y'all get back to the event page. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 323 that's been waiting. I appreciate your patience. I love y'all. Thank y'all for being a part of Host Spit. I mean, y'all just make this thing live. Like, y'all really make this thing go.
Man, to take all three of us. It's power of three, for real, for real.
Already. I was Kim and Taraji from the event page coming through, destroying everything. So we are going to go to 323, who's been patient. I appreciate you. Who do we have on the mic?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Shout out to the ladies who destroyed it. My brother, your piece is fantastic. The caller from Canada, I mean, everybody, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, brother. You deserve it. And anybody say anything about you, what you do for the show, and you bring out the best in us. So thank you.
Hey, man. Like I said before, iron sharpens iron. You know, you guys make me want to be better. You guys make me push my pen. So it's definitely reciprocated, man. Without y'all, you know, some of these pieces that I've written, I would have been inspired to write. I wouldn't have felt pushed to write, pushed to, you know, make my words better, to be more clever, to, you know, say something I hadn't said before, you know, things that just come out of me now. That's because, you know, I've been able to hear all the great poetry from you guys on that. Seriously, it's definitely reciprocation all the way through. But, yeah, man, I appreciate you coming through the show, being patient. I know we got a lot of people in the queue, so I'm not going to hold y'all up. I'm not going to rush y'all neither, but I'm not going to hold y'all up. I'm going to let y'all make it. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Depression. Depression amongst their own. Sadistic crime mob. American the breastplate beast. Offering no freedom to call our own. I thought we had a choice about taking that back. Well, anyway, that's depression. Take it. Just take it. Or lose yourself within the anarchy of the 13 famous families of the underworld. Leaders, antibiotics, vaccine, German warfare upon the Queen's mansion. Ask me again about the deepest prayers when Walking Dead had died, when Trump blew the white horn of plenty for rich in her side. Hustle, Husky tonight. Jimmy hat coming soon. Bend their knees up, she said. Call me Antichrist, please. Obama, come back and claim hump the bump for antibodies of selfish hordes, claiming you're a homo and your wife is a man. No secrets. Let the dick and cat play ball and call out the naysayers that your family ties are not without the thoughts. Can I see a position for my fellow Americans whose depression is set on being blackballed? Depression amongst the world, being targeted for being antisocial and anti-happy. Vixed, a curse for the last fuel tank leading them. Gabriel and the seven are coming to end the lady in orange since she is a new black inward. Depression amongst the house falling on you and having a great understanding that we're the new sick men of the Western Hemisphere. Go ask the field officer who's getting ready to collect money for the documentary on human sex fantasy. Traffic stopped around the schools in Africa finally since closed. Depression. These depressions when asked taking and Botox are hitting all the 13S classic AIDS dummy downloaded socialism framework asking YouTube to celebrate your birthday. Depression amongst they're still asleep, Uncle Sambo niggas keeping alive King of Queens new dragon drag universal Celtic kilts for men, girls. Depression amongst the world. Sincere from all fans is up for peace.
Bro, I just got to say, before I even try to give you back some of these lines, I watched the documentary on Martin Luther King and the FBI recently and what they used to do, all the espionage, all the wiretaps, all the this piece made me think so much of that. Like, you are on your shit about these things, brother, like, I know a lot of people may not catch what you're saying, man, but this stuff has happened. It has happened. It is still happening. And you are able to put it together in a piece, man. And, you know, real talk. You know, I appreciate, you know, a lot of the things you say. Give me the line about to lose yourself in anarchy. Just let me get that back.
Lose yourself in anarchy. My brother, oh, my God. You did that before, and I
I always get you. It's at the front of your piece, bro. It's up there at the top somewhere, man.
Okay, take it. Lose yourself within the anarchy of 13 famous families of the underworld. Leaders, antibiotics.
See, you touch on something right there that a lot of people might want to just research. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You did your thing, brother. As always, you're teaching. You know, I hope people can see some of the stuff you got to say and, you know, come back with it, man. Keep doing your thing, brother.
I appreciate you, brother.
Already. Sincere from Los Angeles, dropping dimes like he always do. And, you know, if you ever checked out that documentary, man, I suggest, I'm sure you might want to check that out.
Yeah, I have, and I got banned on my other page called Sincere. That was my alter ego, my Caribbean side. So I got banned, so the alter ego was bringing up the facts and the heat. So Facebook totally took it off. So I've been up
already.
On it.
We'll just keep applying pressure there, brother. You're doing something right. Keep applying pressure.
I appreciate you.
Already. That was Sincere from Los Angeles. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 215 on the mic.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Eric?
Kane Spade, what's happening, brother? Don't nobody sound like you. You ain't even got to say your name.
Yeah, I noticed that a few times, man. Hey, man, I'm just checking out your show here, man. I'm digging the flow of it. You know, I'm hearing poets of all different type of genres over here, man, going into erotic to, you know, spitting the messages, man. Definitely feeling it.
Indeed, man. I appreciate that. We get to the end over here, man. I'm always happy that these poets feel comfortable doing whatever it is they want to do, man. So, you know, thanks for noticing, man. Thanks for calling that out.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, I got a little piece right here. I ain't spit this piece, I guess, in a couple of years, man. I had to dig it up for this show here, man. Y'all had me changing what the hell I wanted to do here.
You know? Hey, man, you know what it is here at Renaissance Poetry. Whatever you feel like doing, whatever's, you know, calling your energy. So, man, if this is the piece, I'm looking forward to hear it, man. I'm going to press mute. Mike is yours.
Yes, sir. Title of this piece is called Poverty, What the Fuck Do I Know? I've seen poverty in the street. Homeless would seem at the top of that ladder, but there are those who chose to remain living this way. I saw many movies on poverty, but this recent one caused me to write this. I know with the way the world is, life is an unpublished book. However, this particular movie just provoked the ink. I must need a written response as I observe the life of a kid tormented by his life. It's already fucked up the way his mother is. Drugs are no substitution for pain, not even limited ecstasy. Just a five-second dream, then a reality headache awakening back to your dirty-ass apartment and your kid shaking his head. Watching this, I'm thinking, I thank God for giving me the mother who gave birth to me. Me and this kid did have one thing in common. We both did have food stamps, but when I was growing up, I had food stamps before it became just another swipe card. I remember carrying dollars with faded colors, and I admit I felt some embarrassment, although I never told Mom, knowing we all need help sometimes or even more. I went through some bullshit in life, but the projects is a whole different experience. This kid, all I can say is, he was strong. Don't know what I would do or say if I witnessed my mother giving all sex just to pay for my meal, my friends. Even though he shouldn't have made her look like a fool right at the restaurant. This kid's friend even had a fucked up life. You might as well say they were in the same boat. While his friend's mother was more strung out on drugs than his own, I don't think any kid should get burned with an iron on their back, no matter what he or she did. Stop taking out your frustrations on your kids. Now here come the police. Kids are kids no matter how grown they act. They show the age when fear manifests, warns presented, raids occur, just known reactions in the projects. And scheming eyes watch families get booted out. Yes, the kid's mom get arrested as well for using drugs, prostitution, most likely a saved rap sheet already on file. Fearing to be taken, he and his friend hides. Don't want to belong to the state. Taking children of drug addicts, dealers, prostitutes under one roof is not a good look. Just a younger version of a jail cell. Officers thinking they're doing their job, getting kids off the street, but creating a place even worse than juvie. They managed to duck the cops for now, but without Mom, it's just him and his friend. Two cans of what you can call food, no money, nobody to rely on. Days go by as loud noise, the door shutting next door as two men looting empty apartments with ski masks run down the hallway. Now thinking, I mean, damn, this kid got the idea to do the same. You never know where life will take you. In this case, there's poverty to blame. And that's always from DSR all damn day.
All damn day, you better spit life into that poem, brother. Damn. Look, the limited ecstasy line. I need that. Give me that one more kid.
You going to make me?
Yeah, I'm going to make you do it, brother. I'm going to make you do it. I need that one more kid.
Oh, shit.
Y'all better get ready, man. This is what I do, y'all. Y'all better know your piece, man. That's what I'm going to do.
Let me see. Man, this is a long-ass fucking piece right here. Damn, I can't even think where the hell is that.
It's up there near the top, too.
I see it. I got it.
I saw many movies of poverty, yeah.
I got it, man. Let's see here. He's already fucked up the way his mother is. Drugs are no substitution for pain, not even limited ecstasy. Just a five-second dream, then a reality headache, awakening back to your dirty-ass apartment and your kid shaking his head.
The picture that's painted right there, brother. Man, the picture that's painted right there, that's a strong piece. You go throughout this piece saying, I thank God for giving me the mama that gave birth to me. You're talking about food stamps and the colored paper, man. That resonates. You know what I'm saying? Having to go over to the store with that funny money. You feel some kind of way, but you know what? You eat that food, don't you? You bring that food back in a second. Mama cook it up, you eat that food, don't you? Look.
Of course.
It was always tough for a lot of, you know, people that had to deal with poverty or who needed help. But, you know, being proud is not a bad thing unless you allow it to turn you into the person that you ended up talking about in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Needing it so bad that you choose all the wrong things. And you covered that in this piece, man. I appreciate the strength of this poem, man. Thanks, bro.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I'm going to give a quick shout out to what I was talking about. I was talking about the movie, I think it's called The Defeat of Mr. and Pete. You know, y'all can check that out. If it's still on Netflix. I'm not sure if it's still on there. It was on there a while ago. When I watched that movie, man, my mind was just, it was just clicking. I mean, I was thinking, damn, before the movie ended, I felt like writing something. It was that deep, and I think Jennifer Hudson was the mom who was playing the drug addict.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
She played the hell out of that role, man.
Yeah, she played the hell out of that, yeah. You know.
Indeed.
Hey, but I appreciate you having me on, man. You know, whatever shows we got, I'm going to post on your event page so y'all can check them out.
Do your thing, brother. You know how it is. Renaissance Poetry is for that. Use the event page, promote your stuff, man. It's all good here. We you know, we encourage that. Now, thank you for coming through, man, and showing love to the show again. Hope to catch you next time, brother. And that was a powerful piece, man. I thank you for it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Already. Right, we had Kane Spade in the building doing this thing, DSR all damn day. And we're going to go to the next caller. We got 562 in the building.
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's happening? This is Venom.
Man, I'm great, brother. How you been, man? Been a minute, man. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, good to be heard, man. Good to be heard. And y'all speed round was fire, man. Y'all speed round, y'all host round was fire, man. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, man. Host spit is growing into its own thing, man. I'm just trying to navigate.
And I heard the ladies.
It used to be just me, man. You know what? Now they come through and just make me want to throw my whole pen and paper away, man. I gotta admit, man,
it's like they're the bread and you the meat in between because they were smashing on you, dog.
I'm not even going to play with your analogy. I'm just saying, man. I ain't going to play with your analogy. But you know, it depends
on how you look at it, though, man. You know, because depending on the sandwich.
I ain't even trying to look at your analogy, brother. You sounded like automatic charismatic, man. We're going to go ahead and go to your call. We're going to let you do your poem. I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours, brother.
Hey, thanks, my brother. Man, you made me forget what piece I'm going to do. All right, let me get it in, man. Hold on. Here it is right here. We're going to talk about a young girl. And this is a modern-day true story that happens in hoods around the world. This is reality. This is the reality in which things take place each and every day, and people just turn a blind eye. Let's see how this is true. Because there was a young girl who wore decorated tears to protect the painted pain on her face by the men who would molest her, who would undress her right up under her mother's nose. You see, the mother didn't even notice because she woke up in other clothes. And I regret this image that I must project about this frail little doll who grew up in the projects. You see, her mom failed this frail object as his torture he subjects. Never would she view her man as a suspect or even suspect that he would have sex with her baby. You see, in the middle of the night, when everything was quiet, she would whisper through her tears, "Oh, my God. God, please, please save me." Lately, her next future ex paid midnight visits. No need to knock on a door, for she knew who it would be. He would lie in her baby's secret garden. He would play with her privates to keep his privates hardened. She begged for pardon. As her lips were muffled, he whispered, "Keep this secret or you be in so much trouble." As tears dripped down her eyes, down to her nasal passages, as memory banks recollected mental baggages, the reality is she has no hiding places. Tears well up in this little girl's eyes as her body faces new traces for her portraits. So she runs and tells her mommy, "Mommy, please, please help me. He harms me." She doesn't believe the poor little kid. So she goes outside and she picks out orchids of, "He loves me, he loves me not." And he walks up and kisses her on her eardrum. She believes his plea, which eases his fears some. I can hear teardrops from this good girl gone bad. So I grabbed my Bic and the script and my pad, and I had to just think. Her song had a twisted humming section. Her mom's men fiddled as they diddled their little erection in her direction. Shall we list her a casualty of war? Well, the answer is no. Because tears drain and stained her face till she's rotten to the core. You see, she forgot to keep score of these encounters from all her mom's men's friends who would mount her for bedroom counters. But her mother does not even notice because she was so blind to find a man that she lost focus. The baby feels hopeless, as now all men are the enemy. You see, she is the epitome of a girl who feels no empathy because she feels no sympathy for the youth that she once had. Although her tears tell a different type of story that she wants so bad, so she wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, "Where, oh, where is my dad?" But that man is nowhere to protect her. She screams out for her mommy, but that woman only neglects her. She deflects her disgrace as misplaced hate, and she tried to find her happy place to replace what now is taking place. And this, my friends, is a grave mistake, as she trades love for pain. You see, a skewed point of view, for she only knows what love really was, because his glove tugged at her tiny, teeny opening. Her will is broken. But she adopts a new skill for coping, hoping that someday, somehow, this monster will leave her room. Her temple is now her tomb. But now, there's a baby in the womb. Soon, she will birth a child spawned from this demon seed. She tastes her hate, for she'd rather see all men bleed. We men, as well as women, need to protect her as well as other young women and young men from this type of twisted mister. Because 9 months from now, she will give birth to her twisted sister instinct.
Yeah, bro, that's heavy, especially how you ended that piece. But, of course,
instead of going into lines like I normally do, brother, I got to speak to what you talked about. This is not something a lot of people like to address in our community. Unfortunately, there are so many sisters who can say that this has happened to them. I don't think I've met one who can say it hasn't. It is an epidemic.
Right.
And there are so many eyes turned and heads turned and backs turned
right.
to these things that happen, and people protecting these individuals that are taking advantage. And, you know, we're supposed to be protecting our kids. We're supposed to be protecting our seeds, man. And, you
right.
know, for whatever reasons,
right.
for love, for reasons of, you know, not wanting to be alone, whatever it is, man. And we let those young girls grow up into women with those insecurities, with that understanding that they are unprotected and that we as men don't protect them from the rest of the world when they're adults. You know, and not saying that women are fragile and don't, you know, can't fend for themselves, but you know what? We as men can fend for ourselves, but who are the first people on the front lines when we die? Women. Who's the first
right.
one on the picket
right.
line when we are on the ground? Women. We can stand up for ourselves, but that don't stop them from standing up for us, man. We got to do the same thing. I'm going to get off this soapbox, brother. You're about to touch a nerve here. Appreciate you coming through and spitting that piece, man. I'm thankful.
Hey, thank you, my brother, man. I'm,
you know,
that's a very personal piece for me because I know that the person that I wrote the piece about, you know, and
right.
It just really hits home every time I know about it. You know, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I know the person, you know, and she's grown up now, you know, and very successful, you know, but it just took her a long journey to get
right.
to where she is now. But like I said, this is something that, as you mentioned, this is something that happens in our community. And it doesn't just happen to girls. It happens to young boys as well. And, you know,
yes,
I just like to make that mention, you know. And might sometime, you know, when it happens to the boys, it never gets spoken of, you know. And that's
yeah, this,
something
there's
that
their own
really,
little thing going on
right.
with that, you know, concerning, you know, manhood and misogyny and all that shit. But, yeah, man,
right.
you poked the bear with that piece. And,
thank you, man.
I appreciate
you
coming
know,
through,
I
man,
just
showing love to the show.
I thank you.
And
thank
hopefully you,
my brother.
Can continue to listen and enjoy and you know,
oh, yeah.
get on the event page and show love, man. But, you know, thanks again for coming through, bro.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Already. Indeed. That was Venom coming through with his piece. Before I go to the next caller here, I want to give a shout out to all the individuals who are still in queue. We are 9 minutes from overtime, which gives us an opportunity for everyone who has pressed one. It gives them an opportunity to spit in the last hour of the show. We normally go into overtime depending on how many callers we have. It looks like we have plenty of callers, so unless Blog Talk kicks y'all off like last show, we'll be able to get y'all in this last hour. You have 9 minutes. And what I mean by that is if you're listening on a computer, and you want to continue to listen to this show, you have to call in 319-527-6300 to continue to listen. If you want to spit, you have to call in, and then you'll be able to press 1. If you let this time go by, the show will be over for you. You will not be able to call back in. So with that being said, we'll go to the next caller here. We have 707 on the mic.
Hello,
Keith.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Indeed. Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
This is Lily. I enjoyed
everyone. Oh. Uh-oh. What you got going on over there? Y'all? You good? You good?
Yeah. You know, had a little earthquake last night, a little shaking in our lives. We good.
Right. I saw you post that up. Yeah.
Yeah, it was only 2:47.
Thank you for thank you for coming to the show. We missed you last show. Thankful that you're here.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't come through last time. I don't
No,
it's all good, man. It's life, you know. I don't, you know, you ain't got to be here, so I'm thankful whenever you decide to come.
But I like to be here, and then I enjoyed hearing everyone. And man, the host bit. Shout out to Kimbrella and Taraji and yourself. Goddamn.
Hey. We're trying to keep up with y'all, you know. We're trying to keep up with y'all come through and just destroy everything. We got to be ready.
As you say, iron sharpens iron, so that's what's going on.
Already.
And condolences Miss Lena and her family. I didn't know her, but I did meet her at Poetry Fest, and she seemed like good people.
Yeah, she was, you know, good people. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, so many people on Facebook have been able to show love to her, post videos of her, and let everybody see just, you know, how she continued to live her life, how her life evolved, and she continued to find happiness and joy. And, you know, hopefully we can follow that example, man, you know, take advantage of what the time we have and try to enjoy that and live life as well.
I have a piece I wrote, I think I wrote it about a week ago, and impromptu, he had, he has different prompts, so this one was, If My Heart Could Talk, so I guess that'll be the title.
Okay. Well, that's intriguing. I'm interested, so I'm looking forward to see what you got to say. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. If My Heart Could Talk. It will regurgitate my pain nonstop. Projectile words hit the listening ear as it lay bare on a psychiatrist's couch. Transparency would be the theme of today's meeting. Vulnerable yet vital the vent. Desperately in search of healing for this muscle that was once strong has suffered tremendous loss and angst. It struggled to stay afloat through unnatural disasters that came crashing into its foundation. How many more storms can it weather through? Has tried to remain standing as the heartless thumped on mine with steel-toed boots. The attempts to share love was never reciprocated. Sent a message through overnight mail, only to find out that the mail I searched for didn't consider me a priority. DNA tests proved that daddy's not around. This heart of mine has had its unfair share of obstacles, dubbed it the little organ that could because it continuously pumped despite being pounced on like a punching bag. Made it through 12 rounds of back-to-back heavyweight fights, but is ready to hang up the gloves and retire. Tirelessly waves a white flag in defeat. It lays dormant in purgatory while the world spews hate and violence. This wounded warrior is riddled with worry. It remains in critical condition and on life support. Each day the beat of its drum becomes weaker. Saddest musical solo ever played. Only the strong survive, they say, but for how long? I thought the passing of my mama was the deepest hurt, but nothing else blunted my heart as much as the brutal murder of my 4-year-old niece by her stepmother. So I bury my pain beside my dearly departed as I paint a smile on my face and have it on display for the world's gallery to see. I call this piece speechless. But if my heart could talk, it would pose the question, what happened to yours?
Mm. Mm. Yeah. This is a prop?
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Transparency would be the theme of today's meeting. It struggled to stay afloat against natural disasters. I love what you did with the mail and the priority. I love that. But there's a line here, obviously, I'd like to get back. You had retiring tirelessly, the way you play with those particular words, but you said a lot there in that stanza. If you could give me that stanza one more time, please.
The tirelessly one?
Yes.
Okay.
tirelessly waves a white flag in defeat. It lays dormant in purgatory while the world spews hate and violence. This wounded warrior is riddled with worry. It remains in critical condition and on life support. Each day, the beat of its drum becomes weaker. Saddest musical solo ever played.
It's beautiful how you were able to basically speak for the heart. You gave it legs, so to speak. You gave it a life that we can, you know, read on. Like, you know, this heart is living. You know, this pain, this heartache, these different things. And, of course, what you said about the death of your niece. Ooh. I bury my pain beside my dearly beloved. This poem, you have so much depth. You know, I came to know you as an erotic poet early on. You have so much depth. I love hearing you write or hearing you spit your pieces on all these different, you know, areas of life. And you, man, you are such a talented writer. I thank you for coming through and spitting that piece. That's a powerful piece you just spit. And it came from a prompt. Ooh.
I get bored and can't think of anything to write, so now lately I'll see what he has posted, because he'll have a prompt up every day, and you have to submit it in by Saturday at midnight, or 11:59. He's on Instagram, and so the winner of that prompt, he'll interview later on in the week and post their piece, so.
Yo, that's fly right there. You know, I might be looking at that myself. I haven't been big on the prompts, but, you know, I can honestly say I've written some poems I'm pretty proud of because of prompts. So, you know, my pen is not always pushing, so I might need to look into that myself, you know. Thanks. Appreciate that.
I need all the help, all the motivation I need.
Already. I appreciate you coming through. Appreciate you, you know, speaking on Lena the way that you did. You know, she was definitely loved, and, you know, appreciate you coming through and supporting the show.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for the platform.
Already. It was Lili coming through and doing her thing. Yeah, such a phenomenal poet. I always love, you know, hearing what she has to say. You just never know what she, you know, going to give you, and I love that. We're going to go to the next caller. We have 682 in the building. 682. If you're on mute, there you go. There you go.
Yes, can you hear me now? I was on mute.
Okay. Already. So who do we have the pleasure of listening to today?
This is Tony B.
Already. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
I loved it. Such good put on tonight, like always. But I just been sitting and enjoying and enjoying the page as well.
Already.
Following the page. Yes, love it.
All right, look, the event page is on Monster, so you can just enjoy that, you know, by itself. And then,
yes,
of course, you got the poetry going along with it. So, I mean, it's hard for me to even catch up with the event page. So much going on. I'm listening to the poets, and I'm trying to get over there, catch a little something, come back. I have to go back after the show to see all the shenanigans. I'll be showing out over there. But, you know, it is what it is. And I enjoy going back and get surprised at, you know, certain things y'all said, so. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad that you're enjoying the show. I'm glad that you, you know, press one. So you got some new work for me? You got something that you've been working on?
No, not this time. I actually have an old piece that I revised.
Well, hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes you got to add on to an old piece. So I'm going to let you do what you do.
Yeah.
Press mute. Mic is yours.
And this piece is titled "To Vapor Flow." Inhale, exhale, slowly, dig like that too, as I agree. Tickled my energy with this potency, fueling the fire, soothing the senses, widening inside, synergizing, clenching every passing particle, feeding the electricity, absorbing the divine being of relative peace, in an interpretive flow throughout complex lines, flow. The effects of a suppressed feeling, exhaling the intensity. Take it slow, relax, the paper flow. Flowing on a journey, soaring the waves, let's take our minds into outer space. Take deep breaths, ride the stars as we connect on a divine level in space ending time. Intertwined in this cosmic universe, let's consume each other in mystic bliss. Let's get lost in the mist of the deeper. Let me vibrate your soul and rock your body, ecstasy. Higher vibrations of two souls climaxing in a distance. And not only with bodies, but with mind and soul. Connecting in a way that elevates to the highest, synergizing, becoming soul. Interjecting through cosmic space and timeless existence removed from the human race and getting lost in time, coexisting all in a world of our own, exploring vastness of our mind, transmitting frequency in the cosmos, in tune so easily, eagerly wanting more, drawing closer, becoming one, deeper than just two bodies entangled. Come and love me. In peace.
Your pieces are coming deeper and deeper and more intellectual. I see you over there, poet. I see you doing your thing over there. Man, intertwined in this cosmic universe. Let me vibrate your soul. Interjecting through cosmic space, removed from the human race. I see you over there. I see you pushing that pen. That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, I remember when you first came to like Poetic Stimulation when I was doing that show and you came on there and spit for the first time. Look, you are leagues away from that first right. You were doing your thing. It's good to see.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I'm enjoying.
That's what's up. I'm glad that you keep coming through with these rights and you keep challenging yourself to write more poetry. You know, it's good to see for real. So, you know, thanks for always, you know, coming through and supporting. And, you know, I'm proud of you for pressing one and, you know, pushing that pen and letting us, you know, hear what you got.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the platform.
Already. I appreciate it. Hope you continue to enjoy that event page over there, y'all showing out. And I'm going to go to the next caller, but, you know, thanks again for coming through. Hope to, you know, catch you next time.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 832 in the building.
I'm putting it for today. I got to school, half of my food was gone. When he got it,
hello?
You know,
hello?
Ate it. Because when he got
I'm
here,
about to come back.
She's
going off on somebody.
And his ass got up eating my.
Somebody get that work over there. That's not the work I was expecting from 832. We're going to go ahead and come back to 832. We're going to go to 815 in the building.
God, happy Friday, Keith. There being a storm. I'm just thanking God that that wasn't me that you unmuted. Hold on, I just read I was like, it's 11:06. Didn't I tell y'all 11 times it was time to clean up the toys? Yes, Gigi, they said, but we were listening to that when it was taking place. But in real time, if you'd have came to me first, that's what you would have heard in my house.
Dang, y'all getting it in over there. Look, that whoever, look, A32 was getting in somebody's ass. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, how have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have been enjoying the show tremendously, as always. The poets bring their very best. And like I said, I was giving my grandkids the business because I only have two of the famous three tonight. Both of the Jays, the oldest and the youngest. So my oldest granddaughter is 9, and my grandson is 5. But they both been around me long enough to know that there's some things that you do not do. And when I say clean up, that's not a suggestion.
Apparently. Apparently.
Right. Well, I need to let them know that I'm not the homie. I'm the Gigi. And I'm not playing.
Hey.
Let's make it happen.
I didn't do it. I ain't do it. I'm just hosting the show, Jane. I know.
Look, the whole crazy thing about it was she was going off to the point where I felt like, you know what, I ain't even going to yell. I'm just going to give him a couple of minutes, and when I get done Gina storming, I'm going to go back to GG mode and be like, oh, my goodness.
I couldn't press mute fast enough. It was slow over here. It was just
all right.
Going. She's going off. It was spinning. It wouldn't come off the mic. I'm like, damn. But anyway. Is what it is. That's life. People, it's life. I understand. I ain't mad at
yeah.
you. But I know you came to do your thing. It's your, you know, the freestyle that always, you know, impresses me. So I'm going to press you. I'm going to let you, you know, do your thing. And then I'm going to let you, you know, get back off and you can go off on your grandbabies. That's all. So impress you.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that they relax. I don't want chaos and mayhem to surround them as they start falling off to sleep because I already know their body clocks. I'm a title my freestyle, Gigi. That's what my grandchildren call me. When my first grandchild was born 9 years ago, 2012, when she was able to speak and articulate to me what it is that she wanted to call me, I asked her simply, what do you think that you should call me? What's my name? She said, well, your mom is my gram because my mom picked that name for her. She's the oldest of your mom's grandchildren. So since I'm the oldest and the only grandchild you have, I know that right now that job is mine. I want to call you Gigi, she said. And her smile was wide. All I could think at that time, she is so adorable. I would look in the photo albums that were those sheets of plastic in those books that had the rings inside that were metal. They had funky patterns. Sometimes it was a solid, and it said family memories or something to that same persuasion. On ours, the letters were embossed, and by that I mean they were raised. All of the days of my life, I would be ashamed. My mother would pull out those albums and show off pictures of me. And the one thing that crossed my mind when Juliana was born is, oh, my God, my daughter gave birth to me. My oldest granddaughter's name is Juliana Denise. I refer to her as Face because if you look at old pictures of me, she's like a flashback of what I used to be. I love it to infinity, the fact that she has my same face. Her little brother's here with me and not the child in between. Joshua Maurice is the only grandson for this queen. I love him with every fiber of my being, but my brothers would say when he was born, he looked like he smoked a pack of Cools every day unfiltered and drank from a bottle of beer that was a 40-ounce, probably some OE. He looked like he had been here previously. He had the wisdom and knowledge that exceeded his years. Once he told me when he was about 2, once you teach me a thing, Gigi, I know it. I said, wait, that's something I can underdig it, because you sure do. And nodded my head in agreement. And then when I got the message from my daughter when she dropped off just the days to me today, instead of all three of the famous three, she said, Danielle won't be able to come and spend the weekend with you, Mommy, and I'll tell you why. She's been lying and stealing, and I can't reward that behavior. Seeing your grandmother, your great-grandmother, and the rest of your family is a privilege that you're not entitled to. Get your mind right at home and at school. If you do what you want to, then you will end up being one of those kids that's going to be on Scared Straight. My favorite thing to say is not on my watch. I know there are a lot of people that don't believe in spanking, but I believe in threatening. I may not always have to use the spoon, but they know that it's existing. And if I tell you that I'm going to beat you till candy comes out or the white meat shows, I probably need to let you know from time to time. That's the way it goes. I'm Gigi. G to the double E, G to the double E is what my grandchildren call me. But when I come on these microphones and I share my poetry, I'm humbled, grateful, and thankful for the opportunity to sneak off, even though right now I'm in the bathroom. I don't know if you can hear the acoustics, so that the Jays don't hear me in case I want to use some profanity, because I am still a grown-up, even though I'm a role model. And for all intents and purposes, I'm their granny. But I'm 51, and I'm not getting older. I'm getting better, so I'm sexy. And that's why I'm Gigi. I'm Gina Storm to all of you. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Look here, I ain't going to hold you too long. I'm just going to say, I love what you said about my daughter gave birth to me. She's a flashback of what I used to be. But you ain't have to do the other grandbaby like that. You ain't have to do the other grandbaby. He looked like he smoked unfiltered cigarettes and drank 40 ounces. You ain't have to do that paper like that.
He looked like an old man. If you ever seen pictures of him in line, you would be like, oh, my God, that child, like he'd been there before. He looked old, old. He looked like a sugar daddy. But he came into himself, and he's handsome now. That's what I'm talking about at birth. And his sister looked like Harriet Tubman.
I see you. Oh,
she was one of the underground railroads.
He
looked like an indigenous person, or at least a slave.
I'm not going to let you be on this recorded space talking about your babies like that.
I love my babies. But I'm going to tell you something about her. She's beautiful inside and out, but she got to stop lying and stealing because I won't be able to trust her. I got to put up my purse.
Look at you. That's Granny, right? That's Gigi going on. I appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm
Gigi.
Tip your waitress.
I'm always, impressed by your freestyle. So,
thank you,
I appreciate you coming through.
I appreciate sharing a little bit of
enjoy
who
the show. I hope to get to see you next time to do your thing. Next time,
you
ain't got to be going off on the babies.
No. Yeah. They need to know it. We ain't friends. I'm not the homie. I'm Gigi. One love, one life.
Indeed. All right, let's go to the next caller we have. You know what? Maybe I should try 0832 again. Let me go on back up and see. It's 832. You
there? Trying to get back to my online poetry.
He's still talking to other people, man. You on live? You live, brother?
Who, me?
You live right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I haven't been here in a minute, so.
yeah, brother. We heard it all, man. I'm just going to let you go into your poem, dog. I'm just going to let you go into your poem. I'm going to press you. The mic is yours, dog.
Oh, shit. Let me go ahead and hit this blue one I got. Peacefully, she sees me sleeping, my earphones plugged into my digital tablet, tucked neatly in my arms. Understand that what I do for us does more than keeping her away from all types of harms. I do more on the day-to-day to make sure that what we share remains stronger throughout my plight. If only she could understand that what I do in our relationship to remain stronger than the blast used, regardless of how many lit sticks of dynamite. She sees that I'm not going anywhere, nowhere that I need to be at the end of the day. So she can just tell me, what more can I do to prove that I still don't want it any other way? Passion so endearing, I indeed have no need to have doubts.
seeing her as my Leslie Wright, the one woman I can't live without. And as you can see, it didn't take long for me to, it didn't take her long for to get me out of my dark place. As long as she was around, I felt no desire to feel disgrace. Being wrapped up in each other's arms, her presence alone was a beautiful sight. Doing only what I did best, being in her eyes, her version of Scott McKnight. What more could I do or say to assure her that loving her was a part of my plan? Never once did I regret the day of ever being her man. With that said, I can only do a which is within my powers. Working hard on the day-to-day, maintaining my business during my office hours. Peace.
That's a vulnerable piece right there, brother, man. There's some lines right there that resonate, you know, with a lot of us out here, man. I got to say, you definitely, you know, spoke some real right there, man.
Oh, yeah. I have been there.
That working hard and not being noticed, that's a doozy right there, man.
That's what I do. I'll be so busy with a lot of things. I've been actually working on some new materials that I had to sacrifice a few stage performances for a minute.
Already, it's definitely understood, man. Hey, before I let you go, man, let everybody know who we're talking to.
Oh, this is Eric Gerard Battles, aka
I thought so.
The Lyrical Vigilante.
Already. Next time, brother, if you listen to the playback, you'll see what happened, brother. Next time, just kind of mute your mic, brother. That's all I'm saying. Mute your mic. Already, man. I'll get with you next time. Hopefully, you make it back to the next show, brother.
All right.
Already. We're gonna go to the next caller. We have 646 on the mic.
Oh, hey. Unmute it. I like that. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, good morning. It's the morning. Dope show as always. Yes, sir. How's everything?
Man, I'm good. I'm enjoying this show, man, enjoying, you know, life, real life coming through these pictures. But, yeah, man, we got a lot going on, brother, man. It's been a really good night. Who do we have on the mic? Let everybody know who we listen to.
Joseph Nathaniel King Jr., better known as the Quiet Guy.
Already. Well, I know you're not quiet because last time you was on the show, you was hollering. So,
no, that was my coffee. Know. That coffee get up in me, man. This the coffee. It's macchiato.
Already. Well, man, you know, we got about 40 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to let you poets do your thing, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate it. It's a moment. It is. After midnight. Renaissances, fire. So, who opens the door? A crook, a criminal, or a liar? It's amazing how you look in the mirror and you have denial. Are you Spencer or are you for hire? Because last week you got slammed by a hurricane and you didn't have an umbrella. So the reason that you was dope is because you got the secondhand smoke and you thought you was a quest from a tribe, but you realized that you wasn't live. So why is your certain tie so dirty? I mean, you're not a damager. You're not a J. Rule, so your crew
weak individually, your mind seems to be incompatible, unreliable. Matter of fact, I remember the conversation when you talked about how you and your honey dip, I mean, the one that slipped you or slipped your drink, I mean, you know, drugged you, and now you got pregnant with twins, and you said it's not yours, but DNA, I mean, the tests and proof, but you remember waking up in a bed with her, but you said you wasn't in love with her, but you were lusting for her. But then you realize something. You have a wife and children. The realistic part of it seems to slap you dead in your face when you go in the mirror. The bathroom's not even yours. So, my man, when are you going to stop with the drugs and the lies and the player hater? And I'm sorry, the player no more. I mean, you're in a renaissance and your freestyle is a fellowship, but is a fellowship is free? I mean, I told you, if you just open the cage, like, without Maya, she will free you because she is the original bird in the cage. But you want to be a mental slave to your age and don't want to grow up. You're an adult child. And I'm all over the place. I know I've been skitting scatting. It's like talking about Starsky and Hutch, the Knight Rider, and then Blue Thunder. I mean, come on now. It's, coffee has got me sick. I feel like Biz Mark, you know, I'm going off. But I'm the Magnificent, right? 6'5", dark and lovely. But I'm not Big Daddy Kane. I will rip you out of your frame if you want to do lyrical battle. I mean, because I can get into a cipher with a leap of a fleet of MCs, and I don't need to make no phone calls. I just transform, my dude. I'm not rude or egotistic. I'm just a day life from a fly mom that's gone now. She's up in the heavens. So she got her wings, but my buffalo wings are hot, spicy, out in PA with Kane the Spade. So are you still a slave to your rhythm? Because I played you like follow the leader, but you stopped following. So I led you nowhere, because the footprints that were in the sand, I gave you back to the Renaissance, man, my man. And so here I am. It's Joseph Nathaniel King Jr. And this dude right here, he's my peoples. Keith, Eric, Keith, ladies and gentlemen, the show is beginning. In peace.
Well, all right, brother. I see what you did there with a couple of those lines, Quest. Not from the tribe, not a damager, not Jay Rule. I see what you did there, man. Bottom of the ocean, brother, bottom of the ocean.
Yes, sir.
Really? I appreciate you coming through, man, and showing love to the show. I like how you shouted out Kimbrella and Taraji and your piece, man, showing love to Renaissance poetry, man. We appreciate you.
Heck yeah. Listen, I used to do the Sunday gospel show with these lovely ladies. So, you know, I don't forget where I came from. I don't forget where I'm going.
Okay.
Because the foundation is on my side, even though, you know, I just don't forget who was on my side and who got my back. Just don't do that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Again, appreciate you coming through the show and doing your thing, man. Hopefully you can continue to enjoy the show and the event page, and we'll see you next time.
Appreciate it, bro.
Already. All right, we have another 832 in the build.
Y'all must be talking about the poet from Houston, Texas. That must be.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. What's that? Who do we have on the mic?
The poet, capital D, little A, capital P, little O-E-T. I came through 2 weeks ago.
Already.
And I
yeah,
talked
man,
to y'all
you
whatever.
Know.
And then I remember
yeah,
y'all had every 2 weeks.
Back.
And I thought about it last minute because I had a long week. And I was like, now, let me check to make sure tonight was the night. Because I think you said every, what is it every 2 weeks?
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I'm back. And I done heard some stellar stuff tonight. Kane Spade came through, Umbrella, you know what I'm saying? Gina Storm,
Oh, I mean, my fault. Gigi. I mean, everybody in the canton and got in. You know?
That's
and,
right,
and,
man.
And I was,
they blew up the spot somewhere.
Yeah, and so I was like, let me finish my night off like this. So.
Already. So you got something to blow the spot up too. All right, that's what's up. I'm going to let you
see
your
pretty
thing
good with
there. We'll press mute. Mic is yours.
The words that I write and recite are the culmination of many long, cold, sorrow-filled nights that I cry. Wishing for many years that I could have rearranged the events of the day that my best friend in the whole world, Marcus Wayne Hardy B. Malone, he was murdered. He was shot in the eye. My best friend was killed. My best friend died. And he was killed by somebody that we called a friend, or at least, should I say, maybe a so-called one then. But I listened to Miss Emma, my mother, and my big brother Snooze, and instead of killing him, I put him into the hands of the dear Lord God. And to this day, that man is still suffering. And when I visit you at your grave, I think about way back in the days when we was young, but we not kids anymore. Man, I miss you, bruh. You went on to heaven, and I had to figure out what life really was. So please pardon my pen for becoming a pistol, but at times it even transforms itself into a missile. It is the transcribing epitome of epistles written for the Dead Poets Society's eulogies, if I may be allowed to toot my own whistle. I am the soul of the black folk of whom which W.B. DeBoer wrote, and I am that nigga that the KKK could not choke when they enjoyed using the ropes to kill a black folk's hope. I am the optimistic one, the one who continues to push for wins and yells when all that I keep hearing around me is nope. I am that good man that still comes through for my family, my friends, my kids, and my boo, giving gifts and advice even when they thought or they knew that I was down and broke. To me, my pen is far from a joke. I am a proponent of the pages of life that provided the wisdom that made Nathan McCall want to holler. And I am the understanding of patience and working hard for a dollar because life will learn you to be strong and to move on because there are those times when it can be a little hard to swallow. And you got a lot of these fake cats, and they be walking around here and they be bragging on their bling and they be popping their collars. But they make these babies and they do not be fathers. And it's no wonder that these strong black women say there is a shortage of good, strong black men. And these good, strong black women do not even care to be bothered. But the depths of my perceptions will not provide for these type of interjections. And there will be no ifs, ands, and maybes, and there will be no cynical questions. And I will keep your mind guessing if you think you know with whom you have been messing. I have been graced with the great gift of interpretation, conversation, and expression. And there is nothing in this world that can interfere with my blessings. So I guess you can call what I be doing is just living out loud. Because I stand tall and I walk proud. And I am a shark in the pool of people and I swim swiftly through the crowds. And I have the mental capacity to begin causing major catastrophes. And all of those wish they were me, these POETs, they have to be. Or they end up becoming the dust that dumbles up after me. And I do not ditto dastardly, but I do have plans on balling bastardly. So do not be running up on my pen like the Matrix because you too can end up falling backwardly. And with these rubber one-hitter quarters, I be turning curves in this sitters. I turn babies into, So with these rubber one-hitter quitters, I be turning curves into babysitters. I turn quitters into livers, and I turn takers into givers. And I give guilty souls acquittals, and I teach creative minds how to whittle. Verbally, with wonderful results when they are delivered and with the appropriate vigor, they sculpt like chisels. And I teach little young black boys that they are more than niggas because you just have to dream a little bigger. Because you are the descendants of the kings and queens of the matriarchal continent of the Nile River, and there is a level of taste and class found in
speaking directly when you are being driven. So when you believe in God and yourself, and you can give yourself hope, and you best believe in me, the poet, my pen is far from a joke. In peace, and please forgive me on my, I had a cough.
That's all good, Bun B. It's all good, Bun B. You know, I ain't mad at you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, man, come on, man. They're my people, man. You know what I'm saying?
Already, yeah. You had a lot to say here, man. You're talking about your friend that passed away. You know, my condolences. You know, you said instead of killing him, you put him in the hands of the God. And, you know, he's still suffering to this day. Forgive my pen for becoming a missile. You know, I have been graced with the gift of interpretation, conversation, and expression. You know, you go in there, you know. I teach little young black boys that they are more than niggas. You know, you had a lot to say here, man. I can't go with it too much. You know, I want to make sure I give everybody, you know, a chance to spit tonight. But
right. I want everybody else to speak,
you know,
too, man. But,
strong,
you know what I'm saying,
peace,
I just wanted to drop it.
I appreciate your flow, man. I appreciate your strength and the peace, man, your cadence, all of that, man. So, you know, hopefully you get to come back again, man. We can hear you share your gift, brother.
Oh, yeah, I got something for y'all, man, for real. And I want everybody to have a blessed night. I appreciate every poet that came on, man, that I've had the opportunity to listen to. And y'all get it in tonight, man, and we all should talk soon. And you can reach me and inbox me at Anthony the Poet with a capital D, little A, capital P-O-E-T, Richardson, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, man. And I got a lot going on, so look forward to hearing from you all. And y'all have a blessed night and keep it popping.
Indeed, man. Appreciate you.
One love, Keith.
All right. All right, we got another 540 in the building.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's my turn to do some poetry. Oh, it's Miss Automatic Charismatic. My bad.
I mean,
I'm just so embarrassed.
You got to back up off the mic, dog. I couldn't hear nothing. It sounded like chicken scratching with the mic. What you doing over there, buddy? Damn. Damn.
Oh,
like
the
world fighting over that motherfucker, man.
Oh,
all right, brother, you know, I'm just going to let you do your thing.
Out,
it's automatic, charismatic on the
oh,
mic.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to let you do your thing, brother. I know you're going to do your freestyle and everything, man. So, you know, I'm going to press mute. You know, try to get these other poets in here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Name is freestyle. It's called Pulled Over. I'm driving my car. Just another black man pulled over for no reason. What is this that you're trying to Philando Castile me? Are you trying to shoot me in front of my whole damn family? What is this? Is this a sickness to pull me over? Are you going to Oscar Grant me when I'm sitting and minding my damn business? Pulled over. Are you going to go ahead and put your knee on my neck like George Floyd? I ask these questions because I come like loaded like so many weapons. Freedom is part of these suggestions. Hold over. Are you looking for my license? Are you ready to get violent? And go ahead and put me down in the grave to keep me silent. No. I stand for the fight. I stand for my right to get the full insight. Going to Michael Brown me, young brother, working from the police and getting killed. Are you going to Sandra Bland me? The way that you put your filthy hands on that queen, all because she had a couple of questions? Are you going to Artis Sterling me? Shoot me while I'm defenseless. Oh, you are a devil. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and take it to another level. You see, I'm looking over my shoulder
trying to hold my composure when I get pulled over. Yes, you see a black man driving while black, and I'm picking up the slack. Guess that's your time when you want to attack. But pulled over. You see, I hold my fists in the hand. Yeah. I hold my fists in the air because I do care, and I will go ahead and attack this legislation and give them this education. What are you going to do to me that you haven't done? What are you going to do to me that you have done to my people? All this evil that you have done, you have murdered, you have enslaved, you have put us in chains, you have raped us, dude, when you pulled me over. But when you see black, I guess that's the target that you see when you see all of us pulled over. Miss Automatic Catch, Mac, the Lurgle Engine, take it, it's in the mall, and fight for the drive.
Bro, you did your thing on that, man. I like the shout-outs there. You know, you're going, Fernando, Castile me and shoot me in front of my family. You have some lines in there, but I like
you
that.
You know, when I see his mom, it really breaks my heart because she said that, I'll never forget, my son loved the city of Minnesota. Ain't got no justice. It's like every black person. That's why I hold my fist. I'm never silent, for I know what goes on. So my voice is very clear. I'm black, for black empowerment always.
Indeed. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. I like hearing you come through with, you know, some education. You know, your freestyle, man, is better. You know, I got to be honest, man. You know, it's
that's
better than, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with you, brother. You know, I appreciated that piece. I like, you know, what you were doing with that, man, and some of the lines you dropped, and shout-outs to, you know, the individuals that were murdered, man. So, yeah, you did your thing on that piece, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thanks for coming through.
Oh, my so, you know, I'm a fan of your show, man. That's why I mess with you so much, because I'm a fan of your show. So I'll be saying that. But
yeah,
God bless,
and you behaved tonight. You behaved tonight. You didn't have to get banged on.
That means I got to do the damn opposite.
Already. Like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through. Hope you continue to enjoy the show, man. Enjoy that event page. I see you showing out on the event page. Keep doing your thing over there, man. I hope to see you next time. Already. Automatic, charismatic in the building, doing this thing. Are we going to the next caller here? We have 937 in the building. Are you on mute?
Good evening. Yeah, I was. Sorry.
Already. And who do you have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
This is Adrian Simone Sugar Brown.
Already. Glad you were able to make it back to the show. And you always show love to, you know, Poetry Show. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's amazing. All the poets that I got a chance to hear tonight have came through and spit their best shit. So, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's been crazy tonight. So, yeah, I love, you know, being able to hear all these phenomenal poets doing their thing. I know you about to add to that list and blaze the mic, so I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, this piece is called Matchmaker. He's a certified bedroom bully. Snatched me up, grabbed me up by my ankles, and pulled me. His hand on my lower back as he bent me at the waist. He downwardered my dog, so namaste. Nah, I'm a play. Put me in the game, coach, as he pitches his balls and batters my throat. Now, I'm okay.
held my brown curls tight as he led me to my knees, pumped till he juiced my face, called that the mark of the beast, the taste of a feast. When I bow to my master, it's a mouth prayer to Dragon of the East, his lasting imprint on my tongue like relics of Buddha feet. I get transcendentally ordained while giving him brain, go to the spirit world to suck his soul's lingam in the same way. He moans and his bright aura calls my name, says he wants to be inside me, says he needs, proclaimed to have a residence inside me, so he gave me good deeds. Now my head's in the heavens like I smoked that good weed. His energy is expensive, but he gives me my odes for free. His curse of hip grind and thrust sign his autograph, and I cross the T and dot the I when I throw my ass, looking back at it like I remember him from my past. But his presence, he ain't ever gonna let me forget it. Fucks with intentional impression until I memorize that good dick. I commemorated that good shit by putting a good pussy ring around it, putting my sweet cream on it, pulled it out and licked it, so now my claim's on it. And I always take care of what's mine. He's not the only one with the rhythm of a drum line. From the grip, he won't slip. I can crush diamonds with these thighs, but I'd rather they headlock him in place while I enjoyably ride. His face getting wet from the honey I dripped. We went from a meeting of the minds to the convening of our lips. I neti potted his nose with the force of my gush. I'm reclaiming my time, and I refuse to be rushed. I'm stroking his hardness in my left hand with the right. I twist and slide. Muffled words he tried to speak, but he can spit that poem on my inside. He made my clit come out her context. He definitely reading between the lines. Tongue felt so amazing, I'm yelling, you better rewind. So he did. Now I'm on his lap facing him with both feet on the bed. We found our two-step, but I'm taking the lead, bouncing like my spine's a bungee, and Megan wished she had my knees. This boat is rocking, I'm the captain now, and while he fills these lips, he better look at me. Smiles form on both our mouths. Eye gaze reveals that our souls know they have been snatched. We come in synchronized timing, laughing through the orgasm, because the bedroom bully and nasty bitch have both met their match. In peace.
Damn. Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. Did y'all... How you play with the words like this? She said, his hand on my lower back as he bent me at the waist. He downwarded my dog, so now I'm a stay. Nah, I'm a play. Damn. Hold on. You got too many. As he led me to my knees, pumped, he juiced my face, called that the mark of the beast, the taste of a feast. Shit. When I bowed to my master, it's the mouth prayer to the Dragon of the East. Oh, man, relics of the Buddha feet. But transcendently ordained when I'm giving a brain, go to the spirit world to suck his soul's lingam in the same way. Oh my gosh, it's too much. It's too many lines here. This is ridiculous. Jesus Christ. Look, I could go on and on about this piece. I wrote so many lines here. I would be here forever trying to write all these down. You literally destroyed this piece with all the cleverness. Oh, I got to say this line here. This is, I'm the captain now. You better look at me. Damn. All I see is that meme with the fingers. I can't even go no further. That's ridiculous. This piece is out of hand.
And I'm going to check on Joe myself, because I usually ask everybody to check on Joe after, but I'm going to check on Joe myself. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure
that's an amazing
good
piece. Yeah, that piece is crazy. The wordplay is crazy. I appreciate you coming through and spitting that piece. You destroyed it. Man, hope to, you know, catch you next time on the show. I appreciate you always coming through, and I see everybody enjoying the event page, so I hope that you continue to do that as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Indeed. Unbelievable. These people are just y'all are killing the mic. You got two callers left. We're going to get 267 in the building, and hopefully we get the next one in. We might have to do a little quick speed on the last two, but 267, you're on the mic.
What's up, boy? It's your boy, For Real. What do you do?
Already, big brother, man. I know you've been enjoying the show. Yeah. Yeah. So I ain't going to hold you up. You're probably in the closet, you know. And I know you've been acting a fool in the quote-unquote back channel. But, yeah, I'm going to let you do your piece, man. I'm going to let you make it into the show tonight. Already. So press mute. The mic is yours.
Well, the tears of a clown. Everything. Everything love said that it would be everything to me. That fresh breath blown into me. That gave new life to me. Love said that I wouldn't need eyes to see it. Love said I would know it by its careless whispers and ears prepared to hear it. Longings. Song, wanting symphony, yet still I be haunted by heartache's unwanted melody on a constant repeat, haunting me. Love's a fucking mirage, this intangible thing hard to see. Its visual escapes me, elusive, slippery. In the mirror, the tears of a clown painted on staring back at me. Big red nose, honk, honk. Funny love can be. Love can also be silly. I find it painful mostly. See, because love said that it would be there for me. Once plentiful, now there's nothing left but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow Cupid shot into me. The tears of a clown forever reminds me how funny love can be when no one's laughing. Really, just smiling to hide behind the shame and the agony. Synonymous love and misery. Huh. Synonymous they be. Huh. Ain't that funny? I've always wondered why willows weep. Weeping willows, dandies lying, violets, blue skies, gray, sometimes blue too. The rose, so beautiful. But roses die too. It's all seasonal, so it's happiness, so it's happiness. So if you're in possession of it, under the spell of its magic, enjoy it while you have it, before love sings its songs of fantasies and shit that are never happened. Life's a fucking circus, and painted on are the tears of a clown. The tears of a clown, for real.
Man, you better spit that piece, brother. Damn. I love how you ended that piece. I love how you ended that piece. Love the way you just...
Thank you, sir.
But then, in the mirror, tears of the clown staring back at me. Now there's nothing left but poverty. Wasn't worth the arrow love shot into me. There's just plenty of lines here, brother, but man, I understood the point, and you didn't have to write a long piece to make this point. This was so strong. With how you felt emotionally about what love, quote unquote, did to you, and in a way was making fun of you, and so you call it a circus, brother. I can interpret this in many ways, but man, this was a dope piece. I don't know what happened to you. I don't know if the people, you know, came to snatch the phone from you out the closet. But if that's the case, I appreciate you for real for coming through and doing your thing on the show, man. My brother from another mother, and hope to catch you next time, bro. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 281 in the building.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do you have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
Subliminal.
I'm sorry, you can say that one more time?
Subliminal.
Subliminal already. How you been? How you enjoyed the show tonight?
I've enjoyed it. A lot of wonderful poets come through. They've done their thing. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. But I was challenged to do this piece on a play on words, so let's see if I can get through it without coughing.
Already. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
What drives my motivation is your hood determination to stop this penthouse elevation. You see, my situation is your near visualization to outshine my driven termination. It's not more than a mere coincidence that I mirror your devastation. Your lack of preparation, your extermination, because my prosperity is prosperity divine-driven by a higher qualification above graded education. My territory's destination is far greater than mere minor, your imagination. Stretching far above outer limitations, my affirmation is manifesting the harvest of mass population while your jurisdiction is sentenced for conviction. My inner extension pulls you outside my gravitation, outside my glorification. You see, this information exposes your infestation, magnifying your duration. Still, my salvation can never be defined by your determination. I hope you understand. I hope you understand my purpose for this clarification. You are not the one who governs my champagne elevation amongst this great nation. So sit back. Pay close attention to my vision, my self-improvement, being majestic ramification. And that's that drip.
Oh, you ain't come to play tonight. You ain't come to play tonight with the wordplay. Man, my salvation can never be defined. You said a lot here. You said a lot in this piece, but I love the cadence. I love how you own this piece and the point that you were making. It's a very strong piece, and I love that you made it here and was able to come through and spit this. At the end of the show, you just might be the show killer. I don't know. We got about 4 minutes left. We might get another show killer in here, but I thank you for being patient and allowing me the opportunity to get to you and give you a chance to spit your poem.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I guess we had another phone get smashed. Oh, okay, there you go.
No, I'm here. I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I was trying not to cough in your ear.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that you're able to make it to the next show. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. And again, I thank you for coming through and showing love to Renaissance Poetry.
Thank you again. Y'all have a good evening.
You too. Alrighty. Well, this has been an amazing show. It has been, you know, more than I expect every time. I want to take the time to once again shout out the family of Lena Lee and shout out the other fellow poets who are dealing with loss. We have some poets who have lost, you know, close family members, and the poetry community as well has lost, you know, so many members this year. It's just a tough one. But we're still here. We're still living. We're still writing. We're still doing our thing. And I'm thankful for everyone here. And, you know, with that being said, this is Renaissance Poetry. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And I thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for enjoying this ride with me and doing what you do. And I'm going to end the show with a little hypeness. If we can make it, it's probably going to kick us out, but, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. And once again, Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. See you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, let me talk to you. Let me have a word with you. Anything to do with something else, I hope I'm not disturbing you. And if I am, so what? Stop it. Cause me and Jeff are about to go rock this. We're musical, magical, radicals. No small letters and our names only capitals. It's unbelievable, inconceivable that we'll ever be defeated. Impossible. We're a brand new group, but so what, man? We still got hundreds of thousands of fans. I'm the prince, and this is my crew. Stop it with all you're wrong.
Turn it all around.